USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the clock ticks away, national debt negotiators continue not to see eye to eye, risking the dollar falling into default June 1st. That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. GOP negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republican and Democrats. Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes this is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Democrat Representative Pete Aguilar says the blame is on Republicans.
Republicans are not only moving the goalposts, but continue to hold out to the most extreme elements of their proposals.
Elon Musk announced he will interview presumptive Republican GOP presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tonight on Twitter, promising a major announcement.
And it will be the first time that something like this is happening on social media and with real-time questions and answers, not scripted.
The Federal Trade Commission is investigating whether baby formula makers colluded on bids for lucrative state contracts. The story broke by the Wall Street Journal claims the FTC is looking into whether Abbott Laboratories and other formula manufacturers have engaged in collusion or coordination with any other market participant regarding the bidding, citing documents posted on the FTC's website. The journal added that the antitrust agency is also investigating whether company coordination affected sales more broadly outside of the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, formula supply program. As the travel weekend officially kicks off for Memorial Day's three-day weekend on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says tomorrow's air travel will be very heavy, too.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
We are USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Former U.S. Congressman Tom Malinowski from New Jersey says he will not seek a rematch against incumbent Congressman Thomas Keene Jr.
Keene, a Republican, unseated the Democrat Malinowski for the 7th District seat last year. Malinowski had been viewed as the frontrunner for the nomination if he chose to run. His decision leaves the race for the nomination in the 7th District wide open. Democrats nationally have targeted the office as a key race for next year in their efforts to flip the House. I'm Skip Kelly.
Investigators in Guyana are reporting a fire that killed 19, mostly girls, trapped in a school dormitory, was deliberately set by a student who was upset that her mobile phone was confiscated. The 14-year-old suspect in the fire late Sunday, who is among several injured people, had been disciplined by the dorm administrator for having an affair with an older man. The fire was set in a bathroom and rapidly went through the wood, concrete, and iron-grilled building after it had been locked up for the night by the dorm administrator to prevent girls from sneaking out. The head of Iran's nuclear program insisted today that his government would cooperate with international inspectors on any new activities. The Associated Press reported new tunnels near the Natanz facility are likely beyond the range of U.S. weapons designed to destroy such sites. Israel's National Security Advisor is saying the site would not be immune from attack even if its depth was put out of range of American airstrikes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.